From the Crossbreed Holster Studios, this is Armed American Radio. Radio. Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed Americans for 8 years running. Now, from the safest studio in the nation and filling your prescription for freedom in hundreds of cities, here is Mark Walters.
In these Crossbreed Holster Studios, it is hard to believe. It really didn't hit me until probably Wednesday or Thursday, and I didn't really give it a whole lot of thought then. Busy with the daytime show and all and things, but it didn't really punch me in the face that I thought, hey, you know what? This is Christmas coming up next week. Christmas Eve falls during this program, so same day. And the following week is New Year's Eve. Staff's going to be off. Everybody's going to be on vacation. And a very rare thing is happening. This will be really the last live show of the year. Didn't even dawn on me. So it's been a great lineup so far and great conversation as usual. But it provides me a unique opportunity to tape a program in advance, hopefully. We're going to work that out, see if we can't do that, and give you a taped program probably on New Year's Eve and run a best of for you for next week's Christmas Eve broadcast because, like you, we're going to be with our families on Christmas Eve, and everybody's going to be spending time with their families for the joyous holiday. I hope you are, too. And honestly, I hope you're not listening to Armed American Radio on Christmas Eve. Hope you're spending time with your family. You pick it up on the podcast later. You get a pass from old Mark A. How about that, huh? Hey, I don't know if you've been watching the news. Sean, we've got all of our guests lined up. You ready to roll?
Yes.
Excellent. Very good, because they got a great lineup. But before I get there real fast, if you've been following the news at all, really fascinating stuff going on down at the Atlanta International Airport, Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport. Anybody ever flown anywhere has either come through or originated or come through Atlanta at some point in time if you've ever been on Southwest or Delta in particular. But, man, that airport has been out of power since about noon today. I think maybe 1 o'clock Eastern time. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of canceled flights and thousands of stranded travelers at that airport. In the dark, the trains aren't running, doors have locked shut, planes sitting on tarmacs for hours on end with stranded people with absolutely no power. Cops have got every entrance and exit blocked, keeping you from getting there and anybody from getting out. Now, apparently there was a fire somewhere down there. They don't know the cause of it at this stage of the game. But I'll discuss that with my guests because it points it. Don't think our enemies aren't watching what's happening there. They are. Oh, look at that. Imagine if we caused that. It's unfortunate, but they're watching it. In fact, I can assure you that there was some thought, no doubt from Homeland Security, that they were considering whether or not it was a terrorist attack. And we'll talk about that with my guests. What do you do? How do you plan for something like that? Interesting conversation. No doubt about it. I also want to get I'm going to go over the top five again with my guests and have some great discussion with them about what I thought were five of the top stories relative to us as gun owners, concealed carry permit holders, those of us who live in free states, handful of you do not. We're working on that. There's light at the end of that tunnel for you. I can promise you that. But I'll give you those five and then get some commentary from my three guests as we go around the table, because it is the round table today, and get their ideas. What did I miss? What should have been on the list? What do they think about it? Do they agree with it? Do they not? We can do that here. We're on, you know, really good company. We're all good friends, and that includes you, listener. So I want you to participate in that conversation. And then what I want you to do is understand and have a great holiday season coming up, but I want you to pay very careful attention to the show in January. And I'm going to tell you that now a couple weeks in advance, 3 weeks out, because I'm going to open up the program with you, and I'm going to tell you some personal things, because I consider you as a listener family. I correspond with a ton of you. And I know you listen. You're out there. You're family to me, and I want you to hear some things. And I want to start the year off in a way that is going to be emotional. And I want you to understand, because there's a message in it for all of us. Because we talk about evil existing. Evil takes on many forms. And I'll just kind of tease you with that and ask you to make sure to tune in on that first January program of the year in 2018. All right, and We'll talk about it as family because that's what we are. Let me go to the guest lineup here. First, I'm going to start off with BigLeaguePolitics.com. BigLeaguePolitics.com. Neil McCabe. Wonderful to have you here, Neil. BigLeaguePolitics.com. How you
Mark,
doing, brother?
I'll say it on air. I'm sure we'll talk before Christmas and New Year's. But Merry Christmas to you. Happy New Year. Also to Sean. And I'm just incredibly grateful for the years that you've had me on this show and the friend that you've become in my life. And so let me just say that for the holidays.
Well, I appreciate that, Neil. That feels mutual, I can assure you. And Merry Christmas to you as well. And we'll close out the program with a big Merry Christmas to listeners also. We're just not sure whether I'm going to be live. I don't know what we're going to do yet for the program. So I just don't want you to think I'm not saying Merry Christmas. But we just don't know yet. Neil, thank you for that. I appreciate it very much. Let's move over to the other side of the table with you and introduce Mike Pawarski from the Arms Room and Arms Room Radio. Mike, how you doing, brother?
Doing great tonight, Mark. Thanks for having me on.
You went and saw Star Wars today with your daughter.
I did. Went and saw it. I won't give anything away. It was a great movie.
Well, this is going to surprise a ton of you. I have never seen in its entirety any of the Star Wars. None. Not the first one.
We talked about that, Mark, and there's something wrong with you. I don't know what it is, but there's something wrong with you there.
I'm telling you, you know, I've been thinking back. I was about 16 years old when Star Wars came out, and I've never seen it. I've seen bits and pieces of it, but I've never sat and watched the movie from beginning to end. And I know this is I'm going to upset some people here. I've never seen Casablanca. I have never seen Gone with the Wind in its entirety. What is wrong with me? And there was, for a long time, I hadn't seen The Godfather. Now, of course, I've seen it dozens and dozens of times. But much later in life than when it originally came out. That's crazy, I know. I'm just the movie guy. I couldn't tell you what's playing in a theater today. Now let's go over to New Jersey Second Amendment Society's Alexander Ruby. And Alexander, great to have you parked up with a seat here at the roundtable. Hope you got your feet kicked up and you're ready to rock and roll and have some fun and relax and talk some freedom with us today. How about it?
Absolutely. I love talking about freedom behind enemy lines.
Well, you are definitely behind enemy lines, and with 103.9 FM, Long Island's news radio, it's great to be. We're going to get a perspective from you that folks in New York can appreciate and understand because there are a lot of similarities between the two. However, I got to say this. I know a lot of people in New York who have New York state carry permits. It's not impossible to get a permit. In a city, it is. You get outside the five boroughs, and the rest of New York is fairly conservative. Would you agree with that, Alexander?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I would love to live in a state where, unlike New Jersey, you don't get a permit throughout the entire state. But in New York State, you can move to a different county, and the sheriff and the police department will issue your carry permit.
And that's the same thing in counties in California as well. You've got pockets of liberal, diseased counties there that will not give you a permit, but you've got free counties out throughout the rest of the state. Most people don't realize that you take San Francisco, Los Angeles, and San Diego proper out, and California's a fairly conservative state, believe it or not. It's just those big urban, Democrat-controlled, diseased locations where progressivism has been able to run amok. Mike, you're from New York, up there on the island, right there where 103.9 is. What's the name of the airport that the station is located in?
It's in Islip. It's the MacArthur Airport there in
MacArthur Airport, right.
Ronkonkoma, New York, yep.
Yeah, and you've got family. You grew up in that area. Can any of your family get a permit in that area of New York?
Yeah, you know, listen, I got family split about halfway between New York City and out there on Long Island. In the city, it's just no. The answer is no matter what. Even if you wanted to try and get a long gun to own it there in the city, it's impossible. Out on the island, there's a process, and it's not an easy process, and it's a costly process, but they're available.
Okay. Well, the answer is, as you said, it's just no. I quote you, it's just no. Good bumper sticker. Yeah, I have a family, but it's just no. But they'll take your money. They'll accept your money for the application. They know they're going to rubber stamp with a no, though, won't they?
Oh, absolutely. And they're not going to let you know for months that it's a no. They're going to keep trying to wheel you along with you to get your money out of you and maybe even get a little bit more for a reapplication process.
Well, that's good. At least you know you got a check coming back because they're going to give you your money back after they say no. Right? Isn't that the way it works?
Yeah, well, you know, listen, De Blasio needs that money to feed the horses, you know?
Neil McCabe is laughing in the background. Neil, you've got 30 seconds. I'll let you close out this segment until the music starts. Go ahead.
I, Let me just say, it's fantastic that there's hope on Strong Island. I love to hear that talk. I know upstate is pretty good, but Strong Island's been going the wrong way politically for about 10 years. So I'm glad there's hope for gun owners there.
Well, CCW Reciprocity will provide some hope. We'll talk a little bit about that. When we come back, I've got a great segment I want to play from some work that Alexander did at nj2as.org, but I'm going to hold it off to a later segment because I want to talk about some of the year's stories and get your guys' professional opinion. You guys are freedom fighters, man, every single one of you. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast with Mike Paworski, Alexander Rubian, Neil McCabe from BigLeaguePolitics.com. Back after this.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeThereProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The Six Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeThereProtector.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Attention gun owners, can you say with 100% confidence that your family and home are safe? What if you're forced to pull the trigger? Do you know exactly what to say when the police arrive? Look, these are important things every responsible gun owner needs to know. And you'll find all the answers in the USCCA's Complete Firearms and Family Defense Guide. But you're about to miss your chance to get yours completely free. In your 164-page guide and free audiobook, you'll learn how to detect attackers before they see you, the safest and most dangerous places to sit in a restaurant, how to responsibly own and store a gun even if you have little kids, and more. But they're only offering this to my listeners for a few more days. If you want your free copy, you must hurry. If you act fast, you'll even get a bonus gun buying checklist. Simply head over to armedandresponsible.com right now to get yours before it's gone. That's armedandresponsible.com. Armedandresponsible.com. For the 164-page guide and free audiobook, armedandresponsible.com.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeThereProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeThereProtector.com. That's BeThereProtector.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
Indeed you are, from the safest radio studio in all of America, the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Love that name. Make sure to visit crossbreedholsters.com to check out all the cool stuff. Get it shipped quick for Christmas. Lots of discounts and deals going on over there at some of the finest accessories that you'll ever find for carrying your gun, not the least of which is that Super Tuck, most comfortable holster. I can promise you the most comfortable holster you've ever worn. Gun owners, I want you also to be able to say with 100% confidence that your family and your home are your safe. What if you're forced to pull the trigger? Know these things. You hear me talk about it. Visit armedandresponsible.com as soon as possible. Armedandresponsible.com. Get the 164-page guide. It's a book. It's 164 pages. And I sat and recorded the whole thing for you over the course of a few days. It was a lot of work, and it was worth every single minute. I want you to comment on it after you get the free guide. Mark at armedamericanradio.org. Let me know what you think, please. It's a powerful tool. Information, education, and entertainment for responsibly armed Americans is what this show is all about. We have a lot of fun. We talk a whole lot of crap, and we do it amongst ourselves as family. We really are family. And this information is so important. When I've got it available to you, I want you to take it. Just take it. It's right there free. Armedandresponsible.com. Please go out and get the guide. All right, couple things. First off, I don't want to spend a whole lot of time talking about this, but I'll start with Neil and then go around the table. Neil, the outage at the Atlanta International Airport, which is some 45 miles from the Crossbreed Holster Studios and the Daily Defense Studios here, doesn't appear to be any terrorism. I hadn't heard anybody talk about it. It's just a gigantic power outage that's not affecting any other area except the airport. Well, the airport is the busiest in the world, and it is an absolute nightmare there. I fly in and out of that airport regularly. I cannot imagine being there right now. So how do you prepare for a situation like that when you consider, man, you know, that would be an ideal type of terrorist attack to set up a bunch of sitting ducks and go after them and disrupt the nation's air traffic? What can we do?
Well, I think, first of all, remember, I'm assuming that everyone who's at that airport who's not a member of law enforcement or the military has been disarmed or left their firearm at home. And so that's certainly a consideration. If things get a little out of control there, which things tend to do, as soon as people start falling asleep and people start sort of deciding to take things that don't belong to them, things could get a little nasty, especially in the dark. I'm also concerned that, when I think about background checks, and I know this wasn't really the topic, but it just reminded me that if the government shuts off the background check machine one day and turns it on 3 days later, conceivably they would have stopped a ton of transactions going through, especially if they succeed in expanding background checks and certainly making them more robust. I am absolutely confident, and this will be the last thing I'll say about it, is that this will be studied, and I'm sure people are actually studying it right now. Definitely exposed a vulnerability. We only have about 30 of these super hub airports, and of these super hub airports, I'm thinking of Dallas, I'm thinking of Minneapolis, I'm thinking of Denver, I'm thinking of Atlanta. Right. Certainly it exposes a vulnerability that way too.
It certainly does. It popped into my mind right away because enemies are watching this stuff. Mike, you fly in and out. You've been in and out of Atlanta before. You know the airport well, and you really don't even have to anybody that flies, you find yourself in that situation. Okay, it's not terrorism, but along the lines of what Neil and I are talking about, this does expose tremendous vulnerabilities, doesn't it?
Yeah, listen, absolutely it does. And I could tell you for a fact that I know that those that want to do harm against us have looked at the infrastructure in places like airports, and they have plans of what they wanted to do there if they did want to disrupt us. So you definitely have to stay on your guard, and it always brings me back to always have a plan. Listen, you always have a plan for what you're doing. Always have a backup plan in case something goes wrong. And then listen, Mark, like you and I, we keep a certain amount of call it survival gear, I guess, in the cars. Some water and some MREs, something like that, a blanket or something, especially if you're up where you are in Atlanta. We just had the snow, or up north. But you always have to have a plan, even if that includes just somebody to call to come get you. Because I know the taxis and Ubers are busy right now, but the number one thing I would say if I was stuck in that airport is get out. Get out of that airport.
Well, it's interesting, Mike. I got to interrupt you because you can't go. They're not letting anybody go. They're literally stuck. There were some people that were still coming in and couldn't get out when they realized what was happening. Once they made that turn into the parking structure there, it was game on for them. There was no exiting. So it's been a nightmare. And someone who has been in and out of that airport far too many times over the last 12 years, that would be horrendous.
Whatever you have to do, you know, I mean, if they're not letting you out, then, you know, somebody in my family or I'm traveling with just might have to have a medical emergency, but we're getting out of that airport. We're not staying.
Yeah, it's going to be, no question, nightmare. Alexander, you know, I just saw you not too long ago. You fly in and out, but this is just, again, I want to get your opinion. We'll move on. Another reminder, preparation, avoidance, and awareness, right? Prepare to avoid by being aware. Check ahead. Make sure that where you're heading is open. Make sure that there's nothing going on, right? That's just good, prudent advice,
exactly.
Wouldn't you say?
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, I would probably clarify, we can't rule out that it probably was not a terroristic attack. This could have potentially been a test, that they were testing our infrastructure, because we know absolutely that, you know, our nuclear power plants, for example, have been hacked before in regard to their control systems. Our power grids have been hacked before. You know, no damage was ever been done, but, you know, they were monitoring them. We don't know who these people were, but, you know, they were hacking our infrastructure, finding out. And, you know, we talk about the airports. My mother lives in Puerto Rico, where it wasn't, you know, just a few months ago that
she had
no access to water. She had no electricity. There was a run on the bank, so she couldn't get any cash out of the bank. Her credit cards weren't working. And, you know, that was an epitome of why people should always have a plan. And luckily, you know, she, you know, despite always being called the names of I'm paranoid and so forth, and, you know, giving her back a water supply and, you know, telling her how to defend herself and so forth, you know, this was a perfect example of why people should always have a plan, always have backup water, have water filtration systems, always keep cash on you and so forth.
You know, I was talking with Kurt Schilling on his show on Breitbart News, Whatever It Takes. I'm a regular guest on his show on Tuesdays. Now, if you're listening, I will not be on this Tuesday because I have a prior engagement that I cannot get out of every third Tuesday. We'll talk about that after the first week of January. I'll explain those things to you. But he brought up the discussion of an EMP attack and various types of terror attacks. And this is a very small, and you see what's happening in Atlanta, this is a very small example of what a big EMP attack could do. You know, you think about your electronics in your vehicles would go down. You're literally paralyzed. Nothing works. Millions of Americans would die in very short order. So it's just another reminder that these things can happen, and it's not paranoid to be prepared. Have some water on hand. Have some extra food on hand. Make sure you have a means to defend yourself. I always say get the top three, pistol, shotgun, AR-15 sport rifle. You're set to rock and roll, and plenty of ammunition for each of those. Food, water, emergency survival kit, and a charged up cell phone, if it's even working. And there is cell service in Atlanta that's not working, but you want to have it now for just in case it does. There's nothing paranoid about that. It's called being prepared. Nothing paranoid. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk about the top five deals, the stories I thought were top five, get opinions from this professional panel, and then I'm going to play some video so that you can hear the audio of a New Jersey judge, and it will, like what Earl Pitts used to say, you know what makes me angry? You know what just makes me so mad? We'll be back. Prepare to get angry right after this.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show, you know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. Join them, won't you, at saf.org.
Indeed it is. Second Amendment Foundation. Alan Gottlieb was on the program to kick us off in hour one. saf.org. I've already gotten a couple of emails from folks that wrote in and said, hey, you know what, I've joined. One was a life member, I think, and a couple more saying that they just donated to Alan and the Second Amendment Foundation. That's a great thing. I hope you do the same thing. It's Alan's organization. He's been fighting tirelessly for over 40-plus years. Now, I didn't get a chance to talk with him about this, and I wanted to. Unfortunately, time got the better of me. But he was just down in San Diego for 2 days testifying to in front of a meeting with legislators down there on suicide prevention. I mean, he's everywhere. He's around the world. SAF.org. We need your assistance, please. I'm a life member. It's $150. You can do the same thing. All right, let me start with this. 2017 has been a heck of a year. A lot going on. But wait, everything's safe. We're safe. Trump won. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Still feel that way? Here are the five top things I felt. This is my opinion. The most important five issues as gun owners that we had this year. Number one, Trump's inauguration. No question. Nothing. Most pro-gun candidate. Most pro-gun election campaign, I think, in American history. Number one, Trump's inauguration. Number two, confirmation of Neil Gorsuch, which, as Alan Gottlieb pointed out, wouldn't have happened were it not for Trump's inauguration. Number three, concealed carry reciprocity. Single greatest, best-written gun pro-rights bill, pro-gun bill I have ever seen in my lifetime, passed out of the House of Representatives. We just need to get McConnell off his duff and move it through the Senate. Number four, the Wren versus D.C. case, which put to bed years of fighting and years of the D.C. City Council snubbing their nose at decision after decision after decision, starting with the Heller decision in 2008, that finally said, you know what? You have to issue a permit, and it is unlawful for you and unconstitutional to try to force somebody to have to tell you they need good cause and for you to be able to approve it or not to exercise a constitutional right. That would never apply for what we read or anything else. Great decision. That I put in at number four. Number five, Las Vegas, and I tied it with the dismantling of Social Security with Trump's executive order, not Social Security, but coming after Obama came after Social Security recipients who decided they wanted to use someone else to handle their finances for them. He lumped in there as what? Unable to buy a gun. Why did I put that in there with Vegas? Because Vegas was an opportunity because of the bump stock fiasco, of which no one had ever even heard about, to create a whole new ban. Those were my five. Let me start with Neil McCabe. What'd you like about him? Where was I off? Would you reorder, or would you add something or take something off the list, Neil?
No. I think it's a great list. I wish it was a longer list, because I think that when Steve Scalise and the congressmen and senators were shot at June 14th, and they were defended by Scalise's security detail who was armed, I thought that was a very significant watershed in how people think about these things. Whenever there's one of these mass or spree shootings, the media goes into a gun panic, but real people end up buying more guns. And I think that's been proven over and over again. But it was never really spoken out loud. And I think it was a very big moment. And certainly Scalise and other people had the opportunity to sort of pivot to the left and sort of chime in with the responsible gun ownership line or narrative. And instead, Scalise became even stronger in his support of gun rights in a way that I just never gave him credit for. And when you were talking about the reciprocity bill, no man is more responsible for getting that reciprocity bill out of the House of Representatives than Scalise, who fought to attach it to John Cornyn's background check bill.
You're right. And you know what? I wrestled with putting that on the list. I did. I really did. But I'll tell you why I didn't. Because it didn't give us a concealed carry reciprocity bill. That bill had been put up on January 3rd, had been introduced. It was an impetus for us, but it never got enough publicity because the media wasn't going to use it in the sense that you're using it for, even though Scalise personally did. And as much as I hate to say this, Vegas was, I think, a little bit more important from the other side of the argument, because there were 58 people killed.
Yeah.
And I wrestled with that. I thought, that should be on the list, but it didn't give us anything. It didn't create the bill. Let me quickly move over to Mike. Mike Pawarski, what are your thoughts on that?
You know, as far as the five go, Mark, I think the only one I would add to it is a caveat perhaps to Wren versus D.C. and saying, just a catch-all, the work that Second Amendment Foundation does, the work that Arizona Citizens Defense League, Virginia Citizens Defense League, Georgia Carry, Florida Carry, New Jersey Second Amendment Society, you know, the Firearms Policy Coalition, you've got to pay attention to these organizations even if they're not in your state. I'm a member of New Jersey Second Amendment Society, and Alex can't do his work there without our membership and our donations to keep those going, because those local fights will fall out of those states into other states, and if we don't pay attention to those, we'll end up even worse off than we are now.
Oh, you're right, and there was a lot of movement on the grassroots organizations around the country. You know, you had Katie Couric thing and VCDL. There was a lot of big news out there, no question, and the local organizations, they're the backbone. And Alexander, because you run one, NJ2AS, you're climbing the steepest hill of all, okay, far more than Illinois had to climb, because all Illinois had to do was kick Chicago in the teeth. You got to kick the whole state government in the teeth, and it ain't going to be easy. What'd you think of the five on the list? What would you have deleted or added to it?
Well, I mean, I'll probably rephrase the first one, from Trump's inauguration to Hillary's failure, because I think that was more glamorous and
nice.
More appealing.
Right, I like that.
More appealing to look at. I think
you know, part of the exercising the Second Amendment is actually being proficient in it. So I would probably add the case of Ezell versus Chicago, where the city, which was another Second Amendment foundation lawsuit, you know, Chicago banned gun ranges in their city. And that's very important because that holds a lot of weight in the rest of the country. Like, we actually had to fight in the town of Ramsey, New Jersey. So when we brought up that point, when, you know, the town was trying to ban a gun range from being built there, you know, that held a lot of weight. So I don't know if I would really change the five that you mentioned. They're all really important, but I would definitely probably add Ezell versus Chicago, because that created waves in the rest of the country in regard to cities and states prohibiting and banning gun ranges from being built.
Which is just another way to come after what we have, and another tactic exactly. that they use if they can't use the judge. That's exactly right. That's also a great point. Neil, let me roll over to you on this one. I wrestled not only with the Virginia shooting at the Congress, but I thought that I had a tough time with that one. I really didn't want to put a shooting on there at all. And I probably wouldn't have done Vegas at all were it not for its very vocal attempt to what is going to be and has already created bans in Connecticut or Massachusetts, I believe, New York. You know, they've created it gave us the opportunity, gave them the opportunity to create a new ban right out of thin air for a device they didn't even know existed hours earlier.
Yeah, and it also creates a habit of, you know, so otherwise solid lawmakers at the state and local level who get to ban a gun accessory and improve their NRA scorecard. And as bizarre, I mean, it just...
Yeah, it's very bizarre. Just, you're right.
It's just bizarre to me because so much about gun rights and gun rights politics is about holding the line and letting the fever break. And so many times, if you can ride out the gun panic, everything is fine. But when you buy into the gun panic and you feed the gun panic,
you're then feeding the beast, Neil. You're feeding the beast. I've got to stop you there because we're going to take a break. When we come back, boy, we're going to take it over to Alexander, and I'm going to play some audio tape. I'll set it up for you very quickly. Shanine Allen, a dear friend of all of ours here, we all know Shanine, who was arrested and charged for having her lawful permitted gun in Pennsylvania, was not lawful in the state of New Jersey, and she was looking at years in a penitentiary for carrying what was a firearm that was legal right across the bridge. And I'm going to play the judge's comments right after this.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeThereProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeThereProtector.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
This is Armed American Radio. Now, back to the man defending your Second Amendment rights, Mark Walters.
Hey, by the way, I was able to pull the photos up of the Gun A Day giveaway today. Two chances to win. FN 509s, valued at 649 bones apiece. All you have to do is gain complete confidence, complete peace of mind in an unpredictable world by joining the USCCA family of over 250,000 patriots. I was member number 32. Been with them since the dawn of the organization. Got my new packet with my elite membership protection. Got it. Got the card, was looking at it and playing with it today. Love that thing. Resides right in my pocket. I know what to do, God forbid, if I ever have to pull my firearm again, because I've had to before. Thank God I didn't have to pull the trigger. You can have the same peace of mind. USCCAonair.com. Check it out. We'll see what the giveaway is today or tomorrow, whenever you feel like it. But you're running out of time. Also, you know what to do. Head over to armedandresponsible.com. Learn all the cool stuff in the 164-page guide. Giving it to you. It's right there. Plus, you get the free gun buying guide. It's all available at armedandresponsible.com. Armedandresponsible.com. Go get it. Love free stuff. I'm a big fan of free stuff. Okay. I'm going to start with Alexander quickly. Alexander, you have that uphill battle that you have to fight in New Jersey. And I probably didn't phrase it. I think I don't want to misconstrue it here. The comments that I'm going to play from the judge were not about the Shanine Allen case. Governor Christie had to pardon her before the overzealous gun grabbers took her away from her children as a single mom and put her in prison for having a firearm that was legal in 49 other states, quite frankly. Because there are, well, maybe not in a handful from a reciprocal standpoint, but you get the idea. New Jersey is just standing out there all by themselves on a little gun-hating island. But the judge who was wanting to put her away, it turns out, well, should I just let the tape play? Did I explain that good enough?
Yeah, you basically explained it. And also I would emphasize that while he was reviewing her case,
he had the option of giving her PTI, which is pretrial intervention. You get a slap in the wrist. As long as you don't do anything for a year, 2 years, whatever the time frame might be, the charges get dropped. But he turned around and said, well, this case is not egregious enough, and it's not egregious enough to the point that if she goes to jail for a few years to act as a deterrent for other people to carry guns, then you know, he can't intervene. So he chose to want to prosecute her and put her in jail for over 10 years.
For carrying a firearm in her vehicle and telling the police officer that she had it, which is perfectly legal, and she was doing what she should have done when she was in Pennsylvania, and she was promptly arrested. Here, through your amazing work and freedom of information that you pulled and everything else, we have this audio. Take a listen to this. This is a prosecutor talking to the judge. Is that what this is? You want to set it up real fast?
Yep, yep. There was a guy we sent in. He applied for a concealed carry permit. And while he was getting his appeal done, the prosecutor turns around and the tape speaks for himself. And I want to emphasize, this is the judge that apparently hated guns and nobody should be able to carry guns until we exposed him and found out the truth, what he really feels about guns.
Let's play the audio tape right now.
Well, let me hear from the state.
Look, it's tough for me to come in here sometimes because this is strict in New Jersey. It's fact. This is obviously the United States. It's not like New Mexico or California where all my friends live. They got guns in their pockets in New Jersey. It's different. It's justifiable need. Justifiable need is very narrowly defined. Substantial risk. Immediate danger. Hardly anybody. In fact, 2 years, 2.5 years doing this job, you're the only person, Judge, that got a permit to carry that I know of in Atlantic City that wasn't a police officer.
Wow. Let's play that one more time.
In fact, 2 years, 2.5 years doing this job, you're the only person, Judge, that got a permit to carry that I know of.
If you didn't think decent people with concealed carry permits needed national reciprocity before, this unbelievable admission from a prosecutor that Judge Donio was the only person in Atlantic County to receive a permit should shock every American.
I'm going to stop it right there in the essence of time. That's just the hypocrisy from these gun grabbers, from these elitists. It drips. You need to carry a napkin around with you when they talk. You should just go soak up their drool. It's so despicable. Let me go to Neil McCabe first, and we'll wind up with Alexander again. Neil, what do you think when you hear that? Here's the guy telling her he's going to put this woman in prison. Nobody should have guns except him.
Well, it's a familiar song. I mean, how many times have we heard about, you know, the Iowa lawmaker, someone broke into his house, he shot the intruder. Turns out he was like the most anti-gun guy in the state. There was the Washington Post columnist almost 20 years ago. Every day in his column, he was writing about the evils of owning guns. And then some teenagers were swimming in his backyard pool, and he started shooting at them, and nobody even knew he had a gun. And these were unarmed teenagers who were just swimming in his pool, and he felt like he needed to shoot them. It goes over and over and over again, Mark.
It's the same dance. Is just how you said it. Mike Pawarski, Arms Room, what do you think when you hear this garbage?
Yeah, the hypocrisy is just ridiculous. I was talking with Alexander about it yesterday. Just, you know, it's judges and cops, the only ones they're issuing permits to there, because they think only the people that have guns should be those that are the elites.
Well, gosh, the judge, Alexander, the judge isn't a cop. What's he doing with one?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, we always preface these arguments about the left and the, you know, the anti-gunners about hating guns. They don't hate guns. They love guns, but only when they have them. You know, and that's the whole point. And we have our legislators, and this is going to be part of our further activism now, to exploit this hypocrisy that, well, only the police should carry because they have special magical training that, you know, apparently you and I could never get. So, you know, the question should be, why is this judge's life more valuable than all of ours? And what kind of special training does he get if the response from the typical, you know, leftist politician in New Jersey is the police have special training?
I don't know. And the problem that you have in New Jersey is, you know, the media went crazy. Gosh, New Jersey was such a great night for the Democrats. A Democrat was elected governor in New Jersey. Neil, was that news?
It wasn't a surprise, but you know, Christie certainly
he would have, his successor would have had a much better chance of reelection if he had championed gun rights like
there
he
you
intended
go.
To. But when he was a, when he was candidate Chris Christie, and he made all those promises to the people of New Jersey.
Yeah, that's when he failed. He failed everybody. I was very tough on him. Guys, we're getting ready to close out this hour. Alexander, where can people join NJ2AS?
Well, we're definitely going to be exposing more videos, definitely exposing more hypocrisy. Everyone can go visit NJ2AS.org. We're also on Twitter and Facebook, where we'll be launching future videos, you know, because this is just the, you know, the tip of the iceberg for us.
You do amazing work up there. Your videos are great. I got to hand it to you, man. You got some guts. And, I mean, you've had people come and chase you out of meetings with Congress, with state Congress people and federal. U.S. Congresswoman?
And assault me. They've literally gone physical with me, and you know, that's a whole different story.
Really crazy stuff. Mike Pawarski, Arms Room and Arms Room Radio, right? Anywhere else? Got about 5 seconds.
Yeah, check us out at armsroomradio.com.
Perfect. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate everything that you do. And Neil McCabe, I love it because I know what the website is. It's bigleaguepolitics.com. It's bigleaguepolitics.com. Did I miss that?
No, it's bigleaguepolitics.com, Mark. We're going to be breaking stories coming up this week. And, you know, please, if anyone is really interested in national concealed carry reciprocity,
bigleaguepolitics.com.
With their senators, because Cornyn is looking to
hey, Neil, I got
to
stop you, brother. I'm sorry. Make the calls, baby. Make the calls. Remember, until we meet tomorrow on the radio, and we will, because they don't want me to. That's why I'm going to carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never, ever, ever leave your cave without your club. I'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Don't find yourself in a gun-free zone. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll see you on the radio.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.